Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. Time for the entertainment page. I saw Black China says that tape's a fake. That's what inspired your list the other day, EB.
Mm-hmm.
It's
we'll
a fake.
See.
How dare she fake people out?
I don't know if I believe that or not.
Can we just talk
Can't
about
she
the,
point to like tattoos
can
or something
we talk about
like
the
that?
Dumb bit we just did?
Yeah, I want to do that. I got to thank the great people at Kava.
Yes.
They're unbelievable. I'm tweeting right now. Is their like Twitter, whatever, handle just at Kava?
They
it's
got to
be, right? Huh?
Yeah, there's one.
There's like a main one because I want to thank them because my day has been made.
We've just
all
Kava.
Got just at
yeah.
Kava.
Yep.
We've all been given a bunch of gift cards. JP just saw my glee. I was so happy that I actually made the last hour of the show disappear. I thought this was the last segment. Like I was just at an I was in another place.
So you thought it was 9:40?
Yeah. And he was like, "You want to do EP?" I was, "No, I'll just bring up something about something." And then I looked at it, and was like, "Oh, it's 9 o'clock." But it was all because I lost my sense of reality because I was lost in the glee of my Kava gift cards.
Yeah,
right.
Between this and Gusto, I could probably go a couple paychecks without, you know what I mean?
You probably could.
Without being paid.
It's an amazing hook job.
I would probably give half of those gift cards for it to be 9:40. hey, what was the talk in there? I heard my name being thrown out. What happened? Because I didn't play along with the bit. Is that what it was?
Was Jason a big grump?
No, Jason, it was great.
He was?
We just did a really dumb bit for a video.
You're really doing that to get some views?
You're desperate for paid
just to get,
views?
Just to get AWOD some clicks.
TheFanDC.com/video.
I mean, he was ringing the bell in my face. It was a little annoying.
He's so annoying.
Very
it was
loud.
A terrible
screaming.
Bit.
I don't know why he screams.
But I
don't know. Why
up.
Does he scream? Why does he have to talk so loud?
He's just dumb.
He doesn't have a
doesn't
normal know. Voice.
He was trying to act. He's the worst actor.
He is the worst. Play some of the old clips. Like the.
No, please don't.
Just snippets.
So bad.
Please
real quick,
play
though,
them.
I also want to mention, as he looks for that, you know, we mentioned Malcolm Brogdon, and I'm sure it's a UVA grad sent me a link. It's already out there on SB Nation and sort of their Virginia Cavaliers community page mm-hmm. about why this is no big deal for Brogdon in particular, and it makes a lot of sense. First of all, his name is only associated because this Christian Dawkins guy who worked for Andy Miller
right.
had dinner, apparently, with Brogdon's mother, okay, Jan
right.
Adams.
Christian Dawkins is the assistant to the agent who was paying all the
right,
players.
Right,
yeah.
So there's a bill there for a dinner at the Ritz-Carlton for $64, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's not like he was paid $10,000 like some of these other players allegedly, like a Diamond Stone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was one dinner, $64.
That's a cheap dinner at the Ritz-Carlton.
He's already graduated, and they're saying, yeah, it probably wasn't even dinner. It was probably...
Right, two drinks.
It was probably Dawkins buying his own dinner, having a drink or two,
yeah.
saying hello to Adams and putting her name on the mm-hmm. thing to get the per diem or what, if you get, you know,
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
to get refunded.
Sure.
Or to be able to write it off.
Right.
So it probably wasn't even real.
Because $64 doesn't cover much at the Ritz.
No, I wouldn't think.
And beyond that, the NCAA even apparently has an allowance for benefits under $100.
Yeah, perfect.
So don't sweat it.
Right.
That's good. It's good to see stuff like that.
I wasn't sweating it anyway.
Well, if you're a UVA graduate.
No, that's a lot different than $14,000 or
$43,000.
It's
a lot different
grand.
Than yeah. like Diamond Stone,
right.
you know, accepting $10,000 allegedly or someone from his family. So I thought that was important to put that out there. All right. I'm just completely thrown, and I'm just giddy now with these Kava gift cards, Gakes. I don't know how to concentrate.
Right, you don't know how to go on.
Between that and my gusto. Oh,
do you know
God.
What I did yesterday?
What did you do
Someone
yesterday?
Texted me on the zip
Besides
line.
Besides your podcast from a restaurant.
From a podcast, right.
Big don't Fat Winners. It.
It'll be available in 53 minutes. Someone texted me on the zip line. His name was Tyrone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He said he gets so sized when we talk about gift cards, but he's a bus driver. He says... He doesn't have any.
Okay.
He's not a gift card guy. No one gives him gift cards.
Right.
Are you going to hook him?
He asked me to hook him with some gift cards. So I put five in an envelope.
You pulled the cakes.
And I sent him gift cards.
That's very nice of you.
Who is the guy?
To Potbelly and Kava.
It's just a guy?
It's just a listener.
He's just a nice... You know, That's another example, a weird quirk.
I'm trying to catch up to JP. It's hard.
No, but that's a weird quirk.
But I'm trying to catch up.
Usually you're not a better person than me, right. But there are moments when you are.
Hey, I sent out gift cards to a listener, but I'm the tip of the spear on that, my friend.
But that's expected. It's expected that you do it.
It's expected?
Yeah, it's not expected that I do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
because you're the nicest of the four of us.
He usually just throws burgers at homeless guys.
Well, that's trumped up. That's trumped up.
That was a long time ago.
Here's where Jason is the most generous, at a bar or restaurant.
When he's hammered.
I wasn't
at a bar or restaurant yesterday. I was at my house.
Completely lucid.
Yeah. I understand. But I'm saying, generally speaking, Jason loves to buy you drinks. Make sure you're happy.
I love to buy people drinks.
You do it with me.
I do it with you, but you're my boy.
Yeah, I know. I'm
not going to buy a listener just a random listener drink.
I just see you be generous in ways that overly generous, I think.
Well, I was generous yesterday. I sent him some gift cards.
That's very nice.
I'm not giving any of these. I don't care if Aaron Hawksworth comes in here. I don't care who comes in. They're not getting my gift cards.
You're gift card greedy.
Yep. And to be honest with you, I don't know that Adam
Trust me, that's
many.
The pot calling the kettle black, because I was getting chip greedy yesterday when I should have just packed it up and taken my win. I got greedy. I turned into a mini ROM for a second. It happens.
We're very fortunate. To everybody. We have many great benefits. We all should thank the great people over at Homewood Suites for taking care of us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Because it couldn't be going any smoother now.
Yep. Yeah,
guy's waiting for me. He knows that I'm the last to arrive.
I'm on a first-name basis with my man Chris.
Chris is ready to go in the morning.
Look, I
already gave my envelope
day.
For the rest of the month.
I pray every day it continues.
Me too. I'm right there with you.
That's all I'm praying for. Every day.
Honestly, I don't pray. I hope. pray is that's a different animal.
Right.
I hope. Maybe I should pray.
Every day I pray for health.
It's the same thing. You're just not directing it to
cakes. I pray every day for the good health of my family and myself.
Yeah.
And that the parking situation in Homewood continues.
That's number two.
Yes.
Right.
It's very important.
All right. So JP mentioned Black China, and her people are saying the new sex tape that's floating around out there, the 13-minute sort of out of focus video that we saw. I mean, it
automatic focus.
If it's not her, this woman's like a dead ringer for her. It seemed to have sort of matching tattoos, even. I mean, I don't know. All up and down her leg.
I thought they're the claiming butt. That there are different tattoos and maybe different piercings.
Well, don't you always, even if it is you, even if you know you're stone cold busted, you just deny.
You say it's not you.
You just deny.
Yeah.
Even if it's you.
I know.
I find that hard.
If I get busted, I'm going
to
deny.
I'm going to say doctored photo. I know one college basketball coach that swore doctored photo.
I know
what
you're talking
about. It was just
not
a doctored photo, but you can get away with it. I'll tell you in a break.
Just deny everything.
Just pummeled at a party, and they said doctored photo.
Chicken wing.
Well, it was
just not a doctored photo.
Natural light.
But it's a great bit. Yeah. You just said doctored photo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a great bit.
Hey, you know what? I applaud him. Yeah. With him.
Get away
How
with
can
it.
You get to the bottom
by the way,
of
that
it,
that same person?
Will somebody, like, analyze the tattoos?
Well, I think, didn't the other guy, the co-star in it, say it was him?
It might have been
her ex-boyfriend.
He did, yeah.
But he said he didn't leak it.
Okay, who cares? But he's saying it's a valid tape. It's me and it's Black China. Listen, if that's not her, she's got an identical twin. Or the CGI stuff that we were talking about yesterday is insane. You know, where they can make anybody look like a celebrity.
They probably can, but I would agree with you. By the way, the same person that called Dr. Photo hates when you talk to his golf ball.
Yes.
I've heard that story. It's a great story.
Don't give away any more clues.
I'm not. He just hates when you say, get up. Get up.
He hates that.
He hates it when that happens.
Why does he hate it? I don't understand it. Aren't you like.
Because you're not supposed to talk to his ball.
Yeah.
I hate
it. It's okay to talk to your ball.
Person's grumpy.
He probably doesn't hate it if he sticks it to 6 feet, but if it lands in the trap, he hates it.
He doesn't want your input while he's fighting the fight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So funny.
Golf's brutal.
He's a great man, though.
So this is another sign of the apocalypse. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I speak. Kylie Jenner, apparently. I'm sure you heard this story by now.
She the one that had the baby? I get confused.
She just
had a baby?
Just had a baby. Okay. Yes, that's correct.
She just tweeted something. So does anyone else not open? By the way, she's got 126 million Twitter and Instagram followers.
It's a shocking number.
She tweeted, so does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore, or is it just me? Okay?
Yeah.
Right after that tweet, like within, I think, like 90 seconds or something, a short time after that, the stock started dropping, and they lost the value, $1.3 billion off their market value.
Sell, sell, sell.
With that one tweet.
She moves markets.
She then later.
She's a market mover.
She then later, like 13 minutes later, after probably getting a phone call,
right?
You know, from one of the donks that owns it.
Yeah. Sell, sell, sell.
Is it Spiegel or one of those guys?
I don't know who owns it.
She then tweeted,
don't
still
buy,
love
don't
you
buy.
Though, snap, my first love. And they, you know, trying to make up for
sure.
it there a little bit.
She but posted pictures with bunny ears.
Did she send them
like
$1.3 or $4 billion?
Can you imagine?
For the stock.
If
plummeting?
A Kardashian trashes your social media thing, you could lose $1.3 billion.
Jason, you need her to hype up ICPT.
Yeah, you do.
Let me see what that did yesterday.
When she speaks, such 7% of your company goes down.
God, that's such a loser.
I hear ICPT are making great pills. Yeah.
59.55.
Poo. God. Fire poo, it's always poo.
Always, every
but
day.
But what is the low, though, recently? Because it
sell.
Really got
sell,
low,
sell,
right?
Sell, sell, sell.
Like 50, I believe. Yeah.
Maybe, I don't
the
know.
Lowest was like 50.
It's all
I know
losers.
It had rallied for a while, and I talked to
it
Donk.
It got to 67, and then it dropped back down.
And Donk was like, yeah, I'm hanging in there because they have some meetings planned and that, some announcements, and they never do that if it's
they
a bad
should change
announcement.
The ticker symbol to
Bruce has announcements.
Poo.
It's Dunsky.
Poo, P-O-O.
Right. Lose so much money.
This is a terrible story. Brendan Fraser. who was like he had a run there, right? In the 90s and 2000s.
I mean, he had The Mummy. He had Encino Man. He had
George of the Jungle.
Hold on.
George of the Jungle.
Brendan Fraser, I believe, former Junkies guest.
You believe correctly.
100%.
And he was
a terrible one.
Dullard.
Yeah, he sucked.
Dullard.
Yeah, he was awful.
But he claims that he had an incident where that ultimately he was blacklisted from Hollywood 15 years ago after he was sexually assaulted by, God, who is the guy? Is the guy is like some French guy or something? Let me see.
Is he an actor?
I had his title. He was
Henri
the
LeConte?
Then president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, Philip Burke.
He's Henri LeConte, an old tennis player.
Yeah, French tennis player. So was he the one who
That's
assaulted him?
The most obscure reference of the last year.
Hey,
That's
I was a big Henri LeConte fan.
Of course. Lefty. Wasn't he lefty?
It's impossible that his name was mentioned on any sports show
today
in America
today.
This
show.
Entire
Freaking
year.
Impossible.
His family won't even talk about him, man.
The Tennis Channel hasn't talked about Henri LeConte.
I mean, you couldn't drop Yannick Noah.
Jason, thank you for the reference on the show.
Henri LeConte's Edmund's funny.
I know, you went with
Yannick.
The deep cut.
Yannick. Yeah.
But this is, I don't know, man. I guess this is really, this really bothered him, and I don't want to make fun of it, but it seems kind of silly. But maybe, he says his left hand reached around, grabbed my ass cheek. They were at a hotel. And then one of his fingers touched him in a kind of sensitive area back there. I can't say that word. I'm sure he'd be dumped.
Why didn't he turn around and punch him in his face? What is he doing?
And he says, and he starts moving his finger around. And he said he started to feel ill, like a little kid. And then he thought he was going to cry. I mean, it was just
what?
I don't want to. I don't want to victim bash the guy. But I just
okay,
weird.
Well,
he thinks
that's
he
weird.
Was blacklisted. I just think
and
he's
then
a
he
bad
says,
actor.
Because of then,
I thought he's a wooden actor.
He's a wooden
okay.
actor.
He's a terrible
like
actor, right?
So hold on, he's awful.
No,
actor.
Actually, in Blast from the Past is pretty good.
So that you're,
so you're telling
movie.
Me he just sat
he's
there.
He's basically saying the guy copped the guy copped the feel, and is that now considered? I guess like a
if
big
someone
time
did that
sexual
to you,
assault.
If someone did that to you, what would you do? You'd turn around and punch him.
Yeah,
it's say, definitely it's definitely assault, but it's not a major assault.
Yeah, I mean, all right. So the guy
kind of major.
The guy got a little aggressive. He copped the feel. I mean, he grabbed the guy's.
How old was he at this time?
I don't know. It was probably in his. Early 30s or late 20s.
What is doing? Stand up for yourself.
He's a fully grown adult.
I don't, yeah, I don't want it because I'm sure that's the wrong take.
Probably
but that doesn't
is,
seem like that's a very
doesn't make sense.
It's
terrible.
It's kind of funny. I must admit, Pauly Shore.
It doesn't seem like that's a terrible
bottom of the basement.
If you grab a guy, he grabbed my butt cheek me. Basically, and then he did a little something with his finger.
Well, the question is,
yeah, well, the question you want somebody is, doing a little something with their finger
no, but
back
would,
there?
I don't think it would send me into a depression
probably
for 20
not.
Years.
Well, he probably was doing drugs.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Did Henri do it with his left hand or right hand?
Well, he's lefty, Henri LeConte. Yeah,
yes. Did it with my left hand.
Yeah. Anyway, that's terrible, and I hope.
Did he beat
that
Agassi in a French Open? Who beat Agassi?
I think Henri LeConte did
who
win a French
Agassi?
Open.
Like, Agassi was in three finals. EB and I had this
Check
$100
that.
Bet when we had no money. And I remember Agassi getting the French Open final before he won a Grand Slam. And he lost to somebody who was kind of nubby.
I don't
French,
know.
He reached the single at the men's French Open in
1988. He won the men's doubles in 84.
No, so it wasn't Henri LeConte. Somebody else beat Agassi. That's like
Tomas Muster.
What year was it?
Andres Gomez.
Michael Chang?
I think it was Andres Gomez.
Well, Andres Gomez was silly.
Come on, he couldn't have won that many.
No, but he was always a top fiver. He was always a beast.
Not disagreeing there, but I don't know that he's, you know, he's a Sean McKeel. Look at that golf.
What year was that?
Sean McKeel was worse than Andres, and didn't have that kind of career.
Did Gomez win?
Gomez won it in 90.
Yeah. That was probably him then.
Yeah. All right.
God, we're going down an old tennis player wormhole.
There's
so
more here, but I don't know.
I love it, though. Love it. Love the old
Kirk
school
Kirk Herbstreit's going to replace John Gruden on ESPN's first-round draft coverage.
Yeah, people have found up. He's doing draft coverage.
And this is kind of weird, last but not least. NBC's got the Olympics, right? Part of the deal, part of the reason why you pay like $100 billion trillion for the Olympics is because you want to win the ratings. You think, well, you're at least going to win for 2 weeks at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Well, your boyfriend, David Muir, apparently at ABC, is beating Lester Holt in the nighttime news ratings.
David Muir, he's solid, very smooth.
I know, that's your boy. You get ice.
Very smooth.
Yeah. So they're very unhappy over there at NBC.
Well, it's because, you know. Lindsey Vonn, you know, quits because she misses a gate.
Even Jason, Mr. Patriot, Mr. America,
he's out.
He said he's out.
He's out. He's over.
Not watching the last couple of days of the Olympics.
There's nothing I really want to see.
Right.
There's no event I really want to see.
You're not missing anything. Trust me, you're not.
The speed skating. Okay. I can't believe how fast those guys go on speed skating. They are going. They're going 100.
All right, phone number's 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on anything? We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looks like we have a segment planned for the very end of the show, which we haven't done in quite some time. So I'm going to tease it.
Okay.
The tease will be greater than the actual segment.
Probably.
But on the outline today is the Junkies Weekend Preview.
Oh, it's coming back. The listeners love it. That's good.
That's a spinoff of What Did You Have for Dinner Last Night?
To give a slightly longer tease? I don't know if my weekend has a lot of plans.
Well, like I said, that's usually how it works out.
I'll have to kind of delve into what's going on, try to figure out what's happening.
Delve or do a deep dive?
A deep dive, yes. Or in this case, it might be a very shallow dive. Who knows?
Where's Bish?
I don't
know. Is he out there by the free food?
PGC
has free food.
Is he doing another bit with AWOD in the producer's studio?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Most likely, no.
He's talking some college hoops.
Ah, he is. Look at that. College hoops expert.
What, with Pete?
No.
Are you talking college hoops?
No. I was doing some spots.
Oh,
I was doing work. I'm a spot
working.
Guy. I'm a
That's
spot
right.
guy. I'm a Dalmatian.
Out.
I'm a spot guy.
By the way, I just want to mention this on Tiger. So Tiger shot even par yesterday.
Yeah.
For those of you that are interested in Tiger, and judging by the way the ratings needle moves, a lot of you are still. Tied for 21st. Who knows if he'll make the cut? He's in good position, but you know, shoot 75, going to miss it. Patty Harrington, actually, I don't know if you read the article in ESPN.
Mm-mm.
Actually thinks that Tiger, he has kind of a different take than other people, in that first of all, he thinks Tiger's going to win again,
mm-hmm.
and he thinks he's going to win another major. Mm. Actually, but he thinks sort of the biggest thing holding him back, basically, and I'm paraphrasing this, is basically his own head. He says Tiger is never going to hit the ball the way he used to, right? He used to hit it 10 out of 10. And Hank Haney would talk about how he had this routine where he'd hit 9 shots, right? like a low cut, and
right.
then right, a low draw, and then a stinger, and then a mid-high cut, and then a mid-draw, then a mid-whatever, right?
He was
right.
a machine.
He could do it consecutively.
And would cure it and hit 9 out of 9 perfect shots. He'd do it with all the clubs.
Right.
He says, now Tiger, because, you know, the body's changing, he's getting older, and the surgeries and everything, and so every time Tiger would hit a ball, it would be a 10 out of 10. He goes, now it feels different to Tiger, but he hits it like a 9 out of 10. And so he's disappointed. He said, if it was me... He said, if I was hitting the ball like Tiger's hitting the ball right now, I'd win this week because I'd be thrilled mm-hmm. because I hit the ball like a 7 out of 10 or an 8 out of 10.
Well, he does pick up his front foot when he hits the ball like a donk.
No, I know. But his point is that Tiger has still more to his game than most of us have. He's just not happy because it's not like it was 15 years ago.
Yeah, living in the past. Yeah.
And he says, once he figures this all out and gets going, he's going to be fine. Yeah, look, he's not going to be as dominant as he once was, but Tiger has plenty of game left. That's his point.
Well, he has showed signs of having plenty of game left, so let's just hope that this week.
Now, here's an interesting nugget.
Doesn't get too windy, and then he is around for the weekend.
Did you know? Do you know how many times he's missed back-to-back cuts in his career?
I'm going to guess zero.
Zero.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he hasn't missed that many cuts in his career.
Is he? And that's with the last 10 years of just this odyssey of injuries and, you know, anguish and public humiliation and everything else and all these missed cuts that he used to never have. That's a staggering statistic.
I mean, that shows how dominant and how great he is.
Yeah.
Or how dominant he was. And it's interesting that he played these two courses back to back because these are courses that he didn't like to play.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a tremendous amount of success.
Correct, but it shows you how he desperately wants to get back into tournament mode,
the competition,
and prepping for the Masters. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought that was interesting, a Tiger nugget, and he tees off today. What did we say?
12:35.
So if you're like us,
you guys are going to be riveted.
Two courses, by the way, if you just Google it, Riviera and PGA National are two of the top 10 most difficult courses on tour.
I will take your word for it. I don't need
and
to Google
he's playing,
that.
And he's playing them back to back.
Yeah. I'll never get equal time, but I should mention that yesterday, big news, Conor McGregor on Instagram said, I am fighting again, period. I am the best at this.
Who is this?
Conor McGregor went on to say.
Because Dana White says he's going
to
pull
it. It is on them to come and get me because I am here. You're sincerely the champ. But he says, I'm the best at this. And supposedly they're trying to negotiate two fights this year for Conor McGregor. So.
I thought Dana White said he was going to pull the belts from him.
Well, he might pull the belts, but he's still fighting. He'll end up fighting for the belt. They do a lot of those interim belts in the UFC because a lot of times the guys end up getting hurt right before they're supposed to fight. Then they got to put in a replacement. Or one of the last fights, the guy actually missed weight. So even though he won, he didn't win the belt.
Right.
By the way,
I wanted to bring this up because it's funny. And we often talk about get-rich schemes on the show. We all love get-rich schemes.
Drab loves them more than anybody.
And that's kind of what got us all in on Buttcoin. Right. Cakes was making all kinds of money on Bitcoin and the craze. We pretty much all jumped in, besides Cakes, at the peak, at the pinnacle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was literally the day that it was the highest, a couple of us got in.
Typical of my luck. Someone told me he's going to go to a million.
Now, this is a Maxim story, so you never
oh,
know.
Maxim!
I mean, EB and Valdez could really thrive with this. Here's the story from Maxim.com. With the way Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies have been taking over cyberspace lately, it's not even shocking that there's a new crypto cash in the porn industry called
Porncoin?
Vice Industry Token, or VIT, that rewards viewers every time they watch.
What?
With the new platform, viewers can accumulate VIT just by watching adult content. And the tokens can be redeemed for discounts on premium content or certain other purchasable porn.
I don't pay for porn.
So they're basically, what they're saying is,
for porn
is you
like
watch
the late
a lot
90s.
Of porn, we'll give you this wacky cryptocurrency where you can access higher quality porn.
Right.
Yeah, but if they give you a bunch of VIT,
it's a racket.
Couldn't you then trade your VIT for Ethereum or something else?
I'm sure I know. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's like a porno swap.
I don't think it's a legit right. cryptocurrency. I think it's just a scam to get you to buy their premium content.
It's a Ponzi scam scheme. is what it is. I'm not buying
it. If you're paying for porn in 2018, you're doing it wrong.
Well, it said that in just 24 hours after it launched The crowd sale.
I'm wondering how many coins Oscar Santana has already.
Vit raised $22 million in Ethereum.
I'm lost. I'm completely lost.
I'm telling you, if you can accumulate,
you can transfer
Vit,
it to get Ethereum.
You might
Ethereum?
Be able to trade it.
All right. Well, Ethereum is a real deal.
For Ethereum or Bitcoin.
I tell my mother all this Bitcoin, porn coin.
I'm just probably going to ride Bitcoin into the ground like I did with the bet it all on the massive favorite scam, which crashed to earth last night.
What was
night.
The one that Marty gave us 20 years ago?
Telecorp.
Telecorp.
Dead. DOA. Buried.
I'm so glad I didn't get involved in that one.
Wait,
that
cost,
I got involved in some other poop.
That only cost me five
projects, but was, yeah,
I've gotten I've lost more in other investments. Best thing I ever did was turn over my investments to my guy Ed.
Agreed.
Thanks, got him too.
He's done a great job.
Yeah, just take me out
when
of the
when I try
equation.
And do it myself, I'm a fat loser.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, when I bought, I mean, I am down on Bitcoin like everyone else too, and it was my idea.
Yeah,
of course.
But we all right now could own a Beef O'Brady's.
You convinced me. You convinced me. It was the best purchase.
I still think it's ultimately going to be fine. Hey,
maybe
it's just going to be.
Maybe when
I'm
85, I'll realize, like everybody else in America, just put my money in like an S&P 500 index fund. Why am I buying individual stocks?
Seriously, between Bitcoin.
Is it because you like the sweat? I don't know why you do it.
I do
like
sweat. But which ones have you stayed away from? Because we did stay away from Beef O'Brady's.
Yes,
like
we
were going to be in the restaurant.
I never seriously considered that. I never seriously considered that.
Weren't you guys going to fly to the Masters?
Yeah.
That wasn't going to be an investment.
We were young and impressionable.
We were probably
30.
But honestly, like I'm a pretty bad investor.
We just got duped in that one.
I'm a pretty bad investor. Like things that I've been personally involved in my ideas. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds good.
I'll do that. Here's 50K or, you know, whatever. But I didn't buy a beach house ICPT, and where was the other one?
Oh, Jonan.
No, you're right.
That's Jason might be
silent Jonan.
You wonder why I'm a squeaker? I got no money left. I got no money.
I understand.
If you think I have, if people think I have money in the bank, you are delusional.
Is the house you live in currently underwater?
No. Well, there you go. I mean, I have equity in it, but it's underwater from where I bought it. Yeah.
Right.
I bought it at the P. 2006.
Right into the housing boom.
Pikes
top
Peak.
Of the housing boom.
I've been to Pikes Peak and I buy at the peak.
Yeah.
Boom. Jason loves booms.
You love peaks. You love peaks is what it
I'm
is.
I'm a peak guy. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Barely you are.
You think I have money? You are nuts. You have no money.
Oh, man.
Got you, zippy.
You've got money.
No, I don't. I got zippy money.
You got more JP.
He doesn't have
now
the money. Well,
I
like how we transferred
Joe's
the gun.
Fly around.
The guns just went like this.
Yeah.
Hey, look, none
hey,
of us have it like
above
cakes.
Water.
Not it like cakes.
Again.
Cakes
this is,
got a mountain of money. I don't even know how
sell. This is a fallacy.
I don't know how it sits still. You know,
I mean, my wife is a public school teacher. She's not the CEO of Hewlett Packard.
Hey, whatever happened to the investment you had where a guy was like,
no, I never did that.
Oh, you did?
Oh, no, never. No.
Okay.
No, I never did that.
Why? Was that shady?
No. I just don't want to embarrass someone. Don't okay. ever. No, don't do
that. It's a friend.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, just embarrass me. I'm not a friend.
Yeah, I don't care about embarrassing you.
Embarrass me.
But you can get me back.
ICPT, beach house. Yeah, don't worry about me.
Weren't you like reselling yarn?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Pencils.
I did buy 500 coffee grinders.
You ever see a grinder? I'm out of the coffee grinder game. I'm out of the real estate game.
Hold on. Did you make money off of that particular purchase?
Ask me again.
Did you make money off of the coffee grinder purchase?
I honestly don't know.
Oh, okay.
You know what's worse than grinding your own coffee? Not much. I don't know why anybody would buy a coffee grinder.
But I will tell you
where
this.
You can buy ground coffee already.
Jason, maybe you're shying away because of what happened with Ocean City and didn't work out. Although you had great times over the years with your family, Renter's Warehouse is the way to go. See, when you go with Renter's Warehouse, you win. And you don't even have to do the work.
Added value plug. I like the hustle, JP.
Yeah, those are your guys.
Can I go use my comic?
Wish I would have known that 12 years ago.
Well, why don't you re-raise him with a pocket ship added value?
By the way, you missed the beginning of the
too.
Segment
yeah.
because you were out there talking about, you know, whatever the hell you were talking about.
I was talking about Big 12 conference.
Right.
That's what I was talking about.
You're pimping five-hour energy.
RPI, whatever the hell you were talking about.
Yes.
Do you know what segment we're doing next?
You mean the show's not over?
Oh, it's basically over. When we do this segment, it means the show is pretty much over.
We got the giggles. It's a Friday, and we just want to get out of here.
Hold on. Is the segment called Go Find Your Paycheck?
What are we doing?
Oh, this is a Friday.
Yeah, see?
This is a punt the show. You're right. Junkies Weekend Preview.
The show is officially over.
It's the Junkies Weekend Preview.
Hey, good outline, Drabby.
When we come back.
Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the show, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Programming note, if you want to listen to the Nats-Astros spring training game today, you can do that on 1580 AM at 1 p.m.
It's very nice being a junkie. We got some gift cards earlier today, and we got another one. Need to thank our friends over at Lido Pizza. They've been great to the junkies for years. We went to Lido Pizza for years and years before we ever got in radio.
Of course.
And it's like the perfect relationship now that they're a sponsor on the show. And
no, they're unbelievable.
We love Lido Pizza.
Who's the guy specifically?
Will.
Will.
Will from Lido Pizza.
We have to
thank you.
Will from Lido.
We just get hooked all the time.
I mean, it's a show.
I just looked at the amount.
Meow. Right. I'd like to thank Will and his thick pepperonis at Lido Pizza.
Love the thick peppies.
Oh, they're the best.
Do you like Clearly Will's the best. Thick pepperoni? Or you just
I love all the thick pepperonis that Will and all the Lido Pizza employees put on their pizzas.
Right. Mm. Right. No, thank you. It's very, very cool.
Yes.
All right, so what do we... Oh, yeah, he did put in their weekend preview.
By the way, let me just say this about Lido Pizza.
Are people clamoring for the weekend preview?
It's called filler. Remember when you guys would joan on me because I was trying this bit where I would write guys' names down on my phone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That actually worked.
I do that.
Well, I did that for a while. I get joned on for a while, and I quit because I believe the original time that I started it was we did, not an appearance, but we went to a Caps game one night in the box. And the guys in the suite with us were guys from Lido Pizza who we had met over the years, but we hadn't met them or seen them probably for a couple years. It wasn't like people that we see on the regular. And I was like, I kind of feel like I should know these guys' names because I'm familiar with their face. They've been sponsors on the show, met them. And so that's what started me writing down their names. And then those names were in my phone for another 2 years. And I just said, what am I doing?
Yeah, you're not keeping up with it.
Mm.
I didn't feel the need to know their names after having met them once or twice over the span of a few years.
I do it at like my kid's school or like for games, and you see the same parents. I put it in my phone.
I actually put names down.
Really?
I'll go. The blonde mom is whatever.
Really?
Or whatever. Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's the only way I can remember.
Right now, I have.
I'm old.
I only have a few. I have it for neighbors. Like I have my next door neighbors. They were new, and they moved in, and I see them walking their dogs all the time.
I have new neighbors directly next to me. I have no idea who they are. Just
wave
to them. Literally hitting silly Larry Bird jumpers and just wave to them. I haven't even bothered to say hello.
And we have some neighbors across the street who, for a few months, I actually had some conversations and didn't know their names at all. Mm-hmm. Beyond the wave, I actually exchanged small talk. I was like, this is a show. I need to know their name. And at some point, I picked it up and just wrote it down. So now I can slide in that first name every once in a while.
Right.
By the way, Ricky's going to be going home early this weekend.
Ricky who?
What's he doing now? Ricky Fowler?
Ricky.
He was two over, I think, right?
He must
72?
Like to enjoy.
Ricky Rubio?
He must like to enjoy his pool on Saturdays and Sundays.
Well, who wouldn't?
Because that's what he's going to be doing.
Well, I hope he has a good time in his pool.
He's five over.
Hottie girlfriend.
He's five over. Unless he puts some run together here, he's going to be dead.
Does he have a new silly? He kind
of
runs through him.
Dallas and Stokey.
He's Stokey,
the pole vaulter.
That's the pole vaulter from Cal.
But that's been about 9 months or a year,
I think about that.
Probably I think he's about time to move on for him, don't you think? I think he likes to run through him. Although he's getting to be that age.
He'll have plenty of time to do it this weekend.
Yes. his schedule is going to be wide open.
Wide open.
Kind of like my schedule. Like our schedule. Are we going to do the weekend preview?
Yeah.
All right, I'll lead it off.
All right.
I'm going to begin my weekend at 10 a.m. by listening to Mike Rizzo on with Grant and Danny live from spring training.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
As I'm driving to MGM National Harbor to get my teeth kicked in again at the 1-3 no limit game because I'm grasping at the $500 lucky table promotion.
Keep pushing your chips against aces. Pretty smart.
Wasn't a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could raise. He calls.
I can play $2.5.
And what's the next level up?
5'10. 5'10 no limit.
Would you ever dance with 5'10?
Only if you hate money.
Up, maybe kicks. 2'5, 5'10, too rich for my life.
Even 2'5 can get.
Am I making Howard Stern pot. Money? Are we making Howard Stern money?
No.
Last
no.
time I checked? Then no. 5'10 game.
Just take all your butt coin and just go play the 5'10.
And
I've right. plenty.
Might go see game night with Amy because it looks silly.
Nice.
And it's getting 85% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Do we think we should see game night?
I think I'm going to see it.
You won't go see it with Eric and Dina then, do a double date.
No, he doesn't
probably
double
date.
He doesn't
probably
double date.
Probably not. I'm not a big double dater. It's been established.
Is it just because you haven't done it in a long time?
I think my last double date was with Chris Farley and his wife, Julie.
And didn't you have a good time?
2 years ago. Had a very nice time.
But you wouldn't do it
we
again.
We went to Black's in Bethesda.
Yeah,
had
it's a great
dinner.
Spot. You wouldn't do it again?
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it again. We just do it very infrequently.
But EB expressed interest. Let's just say theoretically, he was going out to dinner.
We went to the OAR show together.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I just generally don't do it.
I know, but when I invite you, you'd probably turn me down.
Depends on my sked.
He'd say he was busy.
Depends on if my sked
and
is
then you'd bump
or
into
not.
Him. Yeah. Like, that's a show.
Yeah.
JP, what are you doing this weekend?
It is even less crowded than I'll tell you that I look forward to having nothing on the weekends. Oftentimes I'm busy on weekends. Yep. I'm doing Wizards overtime, doing this and that. I think I have one item actually on the list, and that would be my son's last basketball game of the season.
Okay.
I probably will be
Do you coach?
Busy. No, I don't coach. Oh. There's like five coaches on it.
Gotcha. Yeah, they got more coaches than the Wiz.
So it's pretty much wide open. My wife is teaching a bunch of classes, so.
Oh, by the way, I forgot.
Weekends off are the best.
I may swing by and see the Rooster tomorrow. I think he's doing an appearance at the T-Mobile spot, only from 1 till 3.
Oh, you got to swing by to your hood.
This is the time of year, too. You know, during the Redskins season, Cakes and I are doing pre-games. I'm doing post-games. So my Sundays for 20 weeks are slam-packed. So it's nice to just be able to chill.
Good. Mm. Good for you. Bick, what do you got going on this weekend?
Yeah, just a lot. Dinner with Cakes wouldn't do it, I guess, with dear family friends.
Is that tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight. And then tomorrow.
Thanks for the invite.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying
Cakes will probably turn it down.
I'm getting joned on for not doing double dates, but I don't see any invites. So I don't know where the joke is coming from.
I kind of did invite him a couple weeks ago. I remember to something. I threw it out there.
Just for that, I'm going to invite you not this weekend, next week.
I'm busy. I'm busy next weekend.
And then I got something with my mom. We're doing like another dinner. I think celebrating a bunch of birthdays. And then, another like a nephew on Sunday. I got like family
MGM.
Stuff.
I'm telling you, my mom. I was with her yesterday.
I'm dying to do MGM,
errands, but my mom was like raving about us taking her to MGM. We just hit what used to be Marcus, which I believe is called the Courtside Cafe, whatever
right.
it was. But just hanging out in the lobby and the atmosphere. No gambling. I know you can't
tell
relate.
Her to go to the 1-3 tables. See some floppers.
I'm dying to get back to the MGM. I just want to do a dinner and see a show or something. Dying to do that.
I don't know why you don't try to get Britney tickets for later in the summer.
Two nights in July.
I'll tell you why, because she's going to sound like that.
Oh, that's what she's going to sound like.
She's going to sound like this.
All the people look at me like I'm a little too good.
I don't think I want to see that.
Friend's house.
Oh, friend's house.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, just totally relax, chill.
Bring a nice bottle of wine.
I've been told that they already have
him out to either Cava or Lido.
I've been told I have pomegranate martinis waiting.
Ooh,
yeah,
sounds kind of delish.
I get sized. We have a good time.
All right, Valdez, what do you got going on this weekend?
Oh, nothing.
I'm going to watch Tiger.
Remember,
today.
Saturday morning is a Smash morning, though, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Are you gearing up?
Brothers session.
Gearing up for buns every weekend.
Yeah.
And then hopefully watch Tiger during the weekend.
I think you will.
And then I'm going to go scour for balls at Bellhaven on number 7.
There you go.
I got to restock.
You won't put on scuba gear and jump to the bottom of the pond?
I will not.
And get bit by a snapping turtle? That.
Drabby? Weekend preview?
I was going to go to Lido Pizza, but I didn't get a gift card, so.
Oh,
I'm going to Coppins. And I'm going to the Caps game with my friend Bobby Shambles.
Ooh, very nice.
Nice.
You guys got to ask Adam what he's doing?
Show's over.
Adam?
I'm going to be out at Living Room D. I knew that was coming. That's a perfect way to end a week of shows.
Well, you know what I'm doing this weekend? I'm going to bet it all. I'm
going to
make 317 wagers.
Granddaddy coming up next on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.